Video: Woman celebrates turning 105 with first birthday party. She is an absolute jewel. By Amy Furr on November 21, 2022. A woman in Cherryville, North Carolina, celebrated turning 105 on Friday surrounded by loved ones at her first birthday party. The mayor said Lorene Summey is the oldest living woman in Gaston and Lincoln counties, WBTV reported. Video footage of the celebration showed a big sign outside the senior living community that read, "Happy 105th birthday Lorene," and cards hanging from the ceiling and walls inside the building. The birthday girl was wearing a pink dress, a tiara, and had a big smile on her face when she entered the party room while cameras flashed. Everyone there applauded and welcomed her to the celebration. Summey never got the chance to have a proper birthday party until now because she was so busy caring for her younger siblings through the years, according to WMBF News. During the event, she enjoyed petting a soft puppy, having her picture taken, and clapping along while watching line dancers at the country-themed event. However, those in attendance were not the only ones who acknowledged the occasion. People from London, England, to Niagara Falls sent Summey 1,200 birthday letters, and she received at least one note from every state. In a social media post November 14, Andy Lominack shared a photo of himself with Summey and thanked everyone who sent her a card. "Let me tell you, she is an absolute jewel. She gets up every morning, gets dressed, puts on a little makeup, and makes sure her hair is just right. She says pajamas are for nighttime," he said of his friend who clearly enjoyed their visit. Followers responded with more well wishes, one person writing, "Lorene is an inspiration. Happy birthday," while another said, "She certainly doesn't look 105. Maybe 80. Happy birthday." At the party, she received a dedication from the mayor and a visit from a pony. However, Lorene was most pleased because all of her friends were within arm's reach. "I'm so glad to see you. I love you," she told a friend named Martha.